Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off another week here where you are, as always, invited to join us on the radio and bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to talk about the murderer, which didn't get coverage, at least during the Saturday show. I'll check and see if they talked about it last night, because I'm not on Sunday.
Is this the Chinese guy who hates Taiwanese people?
No. Is there another murderer? Who's this one?
Yeah, this one isn't getting as much coverage, because even though the Chinese guy was noticeably and known to be motivated by his hatred of Taiwanese people, it's not getting any real coverage by the media.
Where did it happen?
Somewhere in California, I think.
Oh, the church one. Yeah. Okay. I did hear about that. I didn't know any of the details on who and what.
Yeah, I didn't know it was Chinese versus Taiwanese. The only thing I've seen is that it was Asian on Asian.
It was a Presbyterian church. I did see that detail. Do we introduce ourselves? It's Ian.
Aria.
And nobody.
All right. So, so that's in the news. And then the other shooting, which would be the big one over the weekend, where I think at least 10 people were killed. Maybe it was Friday. It was Friday or Saturday. In and around the Buffalo, New York area at a grocery store. So that person's manifesto has come out. There's also...
It's so hard to find, though, and this is frustrating because I found it
on 4chan.
I was able to find it finally as well. I don't remember exactly now where I was able to find it at, but... I noticed today as I was looking away, this is my second attempt to find it, by the way. I noticed that news articles would mention it, and then they would provide a link, but the link would go to something completely different. And
mainstream media will almost never link to that.
No, but they knew that, if they were being honest journalists, they would have to, a link was expected of them, because they were talking about the shooter's manifesto.
Well, yeah,
or
normally you
so
want to cite your sources.
So, the weirdest one I saw was Daily Mail, who said, something about it was stored on this, it was a Google Doc stored here, and blah, 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 and they linked the word Google, and if you clicked it, it went to their trending page of articles that they had written that were about
Google. The Daily
Google.
Mail did?
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
oh,
wow. it was just a way of them having a link there in regard, because I imagine
it looks
most,
like it.
Right. I imagine most people seeing that, they would just say, oh, okay, well, look, they're honest, they linked to the manifesto.
Nope.
But no, it's just a link to their own website where they list their most popular articles about Google, which no one would ever click in the first place. I can't believe such a thing existed, but this was common as I was looking for this manifesto of finding news sites that would have a link in the very same sentence where they talked about the manifesto, and they would sort of make it look like it was to the manifesto, but when you click it, no, it was something completely different.
Yeah, and that's, it matters, these links. You have to read these things for yourself, because you've got Rolling Stone out there saying that this guy's, he's just a mainstream Republican.
Not at all.
From everything, I haven't found the manifesto yet, I'm hoping one of you guys will send me a link.
Yeah, it's on my profile. I guess you can't use social media as a poster, but you can look at it, can't you?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, if you go to the social.freetalklive.com, look at my posts. I posted a link to an IPFS download of it. So
I'll do that.
Basically, it can't be taken down because it's on IPFS. But, of course, the social media companies can take down the links. And in the case of the Google Docs version, Google banned the files. So anybody that had that manifesto on Google Drive, if you try to access, so if you find a link that links to a Google Drive file, if you actually click on it, it says, oh, we're sorry, this violated our terms of service, so the file's not available.
How did it violate?
Community standards, most certainly, is what they're going to say.
Okay, which is fair, but you mean that the documents that I create and upload to Google Docs, if they're racist or homophobic or whatever, then they can just delete that document?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
I know, but...
You really surprised by that?
No, I'm not surprised. I just want to make sure that's clear.
That's clear.
Yeah, they are definitely scanning your documents for all sorts of things. And I'm sure there's another category that doesn't necessarily get deleted, but a link gets sent to the FBI.
Probably true.
To me, the most remarkable thing about this is that this manifesto, as it
180
were,
pages.
Yes, it's quite long. It was uploaded 2 days prior to the shooting.
Oh, really?
Yes. And he states within the first 10 pages exactly what gun he's going to use, yeah, exactly what his intentions are. He gives enough.
Did he say where?
He did. He redacted
okay.
that.
Okay.
So presumably someone, I think there are probably enough contextual clues there. Someone, it was going to be within New York. Yeah. That much was obvious.
Big place.
Yes. But, you know, they also knew where he was from, and mm-hmm. they knew the guy. He identified himself in the document, posted pictures of himself and everything, saying, I'm about to go kill a bunch of people. Here's the gun I'm going to use. And he had been investigated by that point already for threatening to shoot up a school or something like that.
Right, when he was in high school.
So he was already on law enforcement radar. How does someone in those circumstances who's already threatened to shoot up a place, who's getting increasingly radicalized on the internet, a word that he used, and mm-hmm. that's another suspicious thing about this. He specifically points out, no one in person actually radicalized me. It was just people on the internet.
He cited the New Zealand thing, the shooting at the mosque from a few years ago, which was horrible, by the way, that also was live streamed by the shooter, and so was the shooting in Buffalo. He had a Twitch account, apparently, and did live stream the killing. I found a link to the IPSF.
Apparently only the first 2 minutes of it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Twitch was Johnny on the spot taking that down.
Really? They took it down while it was live?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I had no idea about that.
And that may be an issue for them.
How did the video come out then? If Twitch took it down that quick, that wouldn't have given anybody time to snatch the file. Like, if he was in the middle of streaming and they took that video mm-hmm. down, the odds that somebody would have been running a screen capture on somebody live streaming is, like, pretty slim.
I don't know. Maybe he was streaming it to more than one place.
Hmm. I did not watch it just because I watched the one from New Zealand or Christchurch where they went into the mosque just to see what it was, because it was the thing they didn't want you to see, right? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch it. And it was really rough. I mean, it's hard to watch that kind of stuff. So I stayed away from this one.
I didn't watch the Christchurch one or this one. Mm-hmm. I can imagine how horrifying they really are. And, you know, it is true that the media doesn't want you to watch these things and all of that. And allegedly for the same reason they don't want you to find the manifesto. But the manifesto is not going to cause any trauma to people by reading it, right?
Unless you're really weak. Yeah.
Right. You know, watching a video of actual real people, you know, getting shot in the head, that could traumatize a person. So I understand that.
So that video, by the way, if you go to social.freetalklive.com, just look at my profile. I didn't link to the video there. I just didn't. I didn't want to risk, you know, having my accounts taken down elsewhere because my social.freetalklive.com is linked over to Twitter. In fact, I figured they would take me down just for posting the manifesto over on Twitter, but they haven't yet, which I'm surprised about. So that is still there. Last time I checked, if you want to see this crazy 180-page rambling mess, which is always, you know, if your manifesto is more than a couple pages long, you're probably a crazy rambler, and that's what happened here. He's definitely a racist. I did not read it in great detail, but I did skim through it and picked out some interesting points. He is not against socialism. He does like a little Q&A about himself
in the
beginning portion.
That's within the first 10 or so pages where he asks himself a stupid question, and then he points out that it's a stupid question and calls himself an idiot for asking that stupid question. It's a very peculiar mindset.
Well, it's like he's trying to think up the questions media might ask him or might want to know about him or people might want to know about him. And so he addresses whether he's left-wing or right-wing, and he claims not to be either. He addresses whether he is a socialist, and he doesn't say he's not. He says it depends, and then goes off on, you know, some ramble about when he supports worker-owned businesses and, you know, the rising up to take over the means of production or whatever.
I think, if I recall correctly, what he meant by that, or what he ended up saying, was that he supports socialism if it's white people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If it's white people who own the means of production, then he's okay with it.
So, and then later he attacks cryptocurrency explicitly.
Well, because people who aren't white can have it, right?
And, yeah, I presume. I don't know if that's the reason he gave, but I did look at that paragraph. He's very much against crypto. I think it was just he just didn't trust it. And then he's also explicitly anti-free market. There's a paragraph about that as well. There's more coming up here, but apparently Twitch might be in some hot water over taking down that stream. And Aria, you've got a story about that coming out of Texas. It's coming up on Free.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. You shot at least 10 people to death in the Buffalo, New York area over the weekend. And
seriously unhinged individual.
Obviously. And then he's got a 180-page manifesto that, of course, as usual, the mainstream media is covering up. So they can just say whatever they want about this manifesto, and there's very difficult for the average person to go and find this. I had to go and specifically search 4chan, which, of course, I don't think has its own site search feature. You have to kind of use an index like Google or another search engine to search through the site itself. So you kind of have to know how to search a site that doesn't have a search feature. And so I was able to find it that way. It's Ian Nobody and Arya in the studio here tonight. And
I'm surprised the Google link was up to it.
Yeah, it was still there. Yes, it is definitely a racist manifesto. There's no doubt about that.
That's you know, bad, but that's not any reason to prevent people from being able to see it. And we say that, you know, it's hard for the average person to find it. I can't imagine there's any secret network of information that journalists can call up to get access to it as well. So I would imagine, in reality, most of these journalists writing about it have never seen the thing.
That's a good point. They're probably reporting on what other people reported on it.
Yeah, they probably have no idea what's in it. They certainly have not bothered to read it from themselves, or not to read all 180 pages themselves.
No, and it's not necessary to read all 180 pages to get a feel for what this guy believes. I mean, there's a lot of it is just him talking in detail about the equipment that he has purchased over the years and intended to use during the attack. There's a huge chunk of it that's dedicated to that. In the beginning, there is, however, a question and answer where he asks questions that he believes that people will want to know about him.
Yeah, it's obviously a sign of mental health when you do a question and answer with yourself. Are you schizophrenic? No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Shut up, or you get us both in trouble.
He asks the question here, are you a conservative? And he says no. Conservatism is corporatism in disguise, and he wants no part of it. He goes on to ask, are you right-wing? He says, depending on the definition, sure. Are you left-wing? Depending on the definition, sure. Are you socialist? Depending on the definition. He says, worker ownership of the means of production, it depends on who those workers are. And as Arya suggested, he probably means white people in that case. Their intentions and who currently owns the means of production, their intentions and who currently owns the state and their intentions. So he wants to have an ethno-state. He does say earlier on here that he is a self-described, I believe the term was ethno-nationalist. And so that's what he wants. He wants people who are of different colors to locate themselves in different locations. And ultimately, that's his goal. Of course, I guess he believes he's going to further that goal by murdering people. But that's what he says here.
Yeah, I always wonder what these guys think they're going to accomplish. I mean, he's certainly not going to change the demographics by, adding or removing 10 people.
Yeah, I mean, he went into one of the most black portions of upstate New York, apparently. Like, he specifically picked a place that doesn't have that many white people, apparently, to go and attack people, even though at the same time he's saying blacks should move separately and whites should move separately. I think based on what I read in here, he actually wants them to go to Africa. So it's not enough that they've located, you know, a group of black people has located themselves together in New York State. That's not far enough away for this guy. So he wants everybody to go to completely different continents.
Wow.
Yeah. He goes on here, and there was one other part that I thought was interesting to share. Oh, he explicitly exempts police from any kind of responsibility here, and he says he specifically is not going to target the police. He says, although modern police officers exist to serve the quote-unquote elite, many of them are of decent character, and it would make me very upset if I killed one.
He does say it's a possibility, though.
A retired one.
Did he really? Oh, he was the guard at the store,
right?
Yeah,
the security guard was a retired cop.
Interesting.
That's probably the least upsetting of the deaths.
Well, I mean, a security guard is doing private work.
I'm saying it's not upsetting. Well, a former cop, though.
Well, I mean, some people did bad things in the past, and they should have the ability to repent their sins and make right.
Sure. Anyway. But he retired. He didn't necessarily do that.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't glorify anybody's death in this circumstance. It's absolutely horrible for.
No, I'm not glorifying
involved.
It. I'm just saying that's.
I'm not saying you
that's
are.
That's the least of the. I mean, they're all sad, but on a scale of 1 to 10, one of them has to be the least sad.
Okay.
And this would be that one.
So Aria, you had a story that was related to this, specifically about what Twitch did. Now it was said that one of y'all said they took it down after. I think it was you, nobody. They took it down.
Yeah, that's from a secondhand report.
Within like a couple minutes, and as Jesus the Cynic, who's watching us on Twitch tonight, points out in the chat room, he reminded me that they do have the clip system on Twitch, which basically allows any user to hit a button and start recording the thing. But again, still, that only keeps the clip on Twitch. And so if Twitch wanted to wipe somebody's channel, they would obviously wipe all the clips at the same time as wiping. But I guess, you know, a lot of people have screen recorders on their phones and such, so it probably isn't as, it's not as difficult as it once was to record something off your screen. Bonnie does it all the time with her cell phone.
Doing it with the cell phone is a little trickier, in my opinion, at least.
She seems to be quite good at it. Maybe it's easier with an iPhone than it is with Android. I don't know.
Could be. I don't know how the details of, you know, how the video actually got released into the world. I don't know how that played out. But according to Tech Dirt, as you no doubt heard, on Saturday there was yet another horrific shooting. I don't know about yet another. I think this is the first time I've heard about a horrific shooting this year. Killing 10 people and wounding more. From all current evidence, the shooter, a teenager, was a brainwashed white nationalist, spewing nonsense and hate in a long manifesto that repeated bigoted propaganda found in darker corners of the internet. And on Fox News evening shows.
It says that?
Yes.
I don't think so.
No, but these guys are lefties, apparently.
Yeah.
He also streamed the shooting rampage live on Twitch and apparently communicated some of his plans via Discord and 4chan.
Mm.
See, 4chan, I don't know what to do about 4chan, man. It's just a nightmarish cesspool of toxic behavior.
Well, I'm glad it's there. You don't do anything about it. You go there when you need something that's unusual, and then you don't have to spend any other time there.
I mean, I love it, but anytime we talk about a mass shooter who's motivated by racial things like this, like the Christchurch guy, it's all 4chan is always involved, man.
That's why I knew I could find it there.
Yeah.
I mean, I was striking out looking at mainstream media just as you were, and I thought, okay, well, I know where I can find it. And then I went and I looked, and it didn't take me more than a few threads. And then Control F to find the links.
Twitch quickly took down the stream, and Discord is apparently investigating. All of this is horrible, of course, but it seems worth noting that it's quite possible Twitch's removal could violate Texas's ridiculously screwed up social media law.
We'll talk about that coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. Also, on the way, apparently the United States hasn't had enough of invasions, and they are now planning to invade Somalia again.
Isn't that special?
They didn't learn their lesson the first time. We'll get into that coming up here as well. You can share your thoughts at 603-283-6160. It's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials in Buffalo say there have been several arrests over social media threats following Saturday's mass shooting. Trini Rhodes, the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of New York, has more.
The federal investigation is continuing. We're working again jointly with our state and local law enforcement partners regarding the threats that have been going around on the internet.
Authorities say a gunman opened fire at a supermarket, killing 10 people. The Erie District Attorney John Flynn saying the suspected shooter will be in court Thursday. Police are identifying the suspect in Sunday's shooting at a church in the retirement community of Laguna Hills, California. 68-year-old David Chow of Las Vegas, Nevada, has been booked on suspicion of one count of murder and five counts of attempted murder. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A shortage of baby formula on store shelves has some parents concerned about feeding their babies. At the White House, U.S. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says all of those involved in the formula supply chain know that federal help as well as other resources are available.
We were over the course of the weekend and continuing through to this morning in direct contact out of the White House with every major manufacturer, existing manufacturer, the three big manufacturers of infant formula.
He says that they're also speaking to major retailers and component manufacturers who are involved with infant formula. Authorities discover what they're calling a fully operational drug tunnel under the border. The tunnel was discovered by police and members of the Mexican National Guard at a home in Tijuana Saturday night, and the exit point is in a warehouse on the U.S. side in Otay Mesa. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160.
603-283-6160.
Here tonight is Ian.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody. We're talking about the manifesto and the shooter.
The individual who, I don't even know what his name is offhand, doesn't really matter.
The guy that killed 10 people in Buffalo at a grocery store not too long ago. We've got his 180-page manifesto that the mainstream media definitely does not want people seeing. And that's not, this isn't unusual. They always hide this stuff. They never want you to know.
But see, that just makes me think there's something in it worth reading.
Well, the truth of what this person actually believed is what, you know, is worth. So you can compare.
But from what I've seen, what the mainstream media is saying, it says they're being honest about it. They're being honest about.
Well, not if they.
Well,
not
except for the Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone's lying through their teeth.
Not if they call him a right wing conservative. I mean, this guy basically comes right out and says he's a socialist in here.
Well, he calls himself a national socialist.
Essentially, yeah. Socialist nonetheless.
A populist, fascist, socialist, I think, is... He contradicts himself a few times, I would argue. But you'd sort of expect that sort of thing from a lunatic who's preparing to go on a killing spree.
Yeah, the word populist, that's where, yeah, okay, so here, under the question on page 10, what are your views? I would prefer to call myself a populist, but you can call me an ethno-nationalist, eco-fascist, national socialist, if you want, and I wouldn't disagree with you.
Now, I'm still early on in this crazy manifesto, but does he talk about the environment or
economy? I think he does at one point. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember what he says about it, but... So this guy's all over the place, but he's definitely an authoritarian.
Oh, yeah.
And, in fact, he even gets into where he scores on, like, a political chart or something like that.
He included his Myers-Briggs test results as well. Yeah, he's a completely nutty individual, man. And like, his Facebook profile pictures.
That's the other thing. Facebook always takes down the profile. YouTube always takes down the channel. Twitch takes down his video, probably took down his whole channel. That's always how this happens. The mainstream media and corporate big tech comes in there, and they wipe the slate as clean as possible so no one can actually learn what this person is about. Remember the train shooting in New York City a few weeks ago or a couple months ago?
That's right. Yeah.
The black guy, alleged black guy. I don't know if they convicted him of anything yet.
The really weird one, right?
A lot of these guys are really weird. But
I mean, the shooting itself was really weird.
It was weird, yeah. There was some strange
something about the place being filled with smoke and people not running and then people coming back to take more videos or whatever.
Yeah, there was an interesting conspiracy theory that, you know, the whole thing was a setup. And, of course, people are saying the same thing about this guy, that, oh, he's obviously, you know, an FBI plant.
Yeah, he's a Manchurian candidate. I don't know which it is.
Manchurian candidate.
Yeah. Yep. He's one of those, right? He's a sleeper agent. He got activated with some CIA code word, and I don't know what that code word was.
Or maybe the FBI radicalized him and, you know, set him up, basically.
I mean, that's been happening quite a lot.
Maybe it was an FBI terror plot that they failed to foil.
Could be.
They set up a lot of terror plots.
Well, I think Aria made a good point on social media earlier today. They're too busy spending time investigating Bitcoin people. Yeah. To bother with, you know, the insane racist murderers.
I mean, if we're going to have an FBI, and I don't want to have an FBI or any sort of police system, but if we're going to have an FBI, wouldn't you think that that agency should be focused on finding people who are, you know, planning killing sprees and are acquiring weapons and posting racist manifestos in furtherance of said killing sprees? Wouldn't you want the FBI targeting that kind of thing and investigating and maybe potentially preventing it?
Nah, they're too busy with round-the-clock surveillance on the Free Talk Live studios.
They certainly seem to be. I mean, maybe if some of those resources that were used to, you know, watch us for the last 5 years or however long it's been, were instead being used to investigate people who, you know, want to harm other people, they could have done something about this. It's just like the Governor Whitmer thing, right, where they expend countless resources creating this plot to kidnap a governor with these donors. Mm-hmm. How do they not have anything better to do with their time? And this is why they don't have anything better to do with their time. Because they're too busy ignoring stuff like this in order to pursue people like potheads who are anti-government.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And can be talked into some kind of weird thing that they never would have done by themselves.
Otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, without the FBI to crystallize the effort and direct it, you know, those guys in Michigan would have just sat around, smoked weed, and said, I hate that chick. You know.
That'd have been the end of it.
So we're talking now about this Twitch thing, right? Because evidently Texas passed this law, something about social media companies not being allowed to take down content that they disagreed with or something like that. I don't know the details of the law. It was apparently, it declares social media platforms as, quote, common carriers. And this was a big part of the hearing on Monday. It doesn't specify what hearing they're talking about. Apparently there was some hearing Monday in Texas on the matter.
Huh.
Oh, that's today. Even though it's not at all clear what that actually means and whether or not a state can just magically declare a website a common carrier. But it's mainly weird.
Isn't a common carrier like a phone company? Basically?
Well, common carrier, generally understood, I mean, I think the post office would be called a common carrier as well. Generally, the way I would interpret that is more or less to say that they're supposed to be there for everybody. And that
they don't discriminate against somebody's viewpoint, that if exactly. somebody picks up a phone on the telephone system, they'll be able to make the call, that kind of thing.
Yeah, right? And my understanding of the law in Texas is that it basically prohibits viewpoint discrimination. So basically, specifically political viewpoint discrimination. So basically, what it's aimed at is not allowing companies like Twitter to rig elections by participating in the cover-up of things like the Hunter Biden laptop, which they did. And,
sure and I don't agree with a legislative solution, of course.
I don't this, either, but the
but this is a conservative thing that they've been pushing for. I remember when Chris Cantwell was pushing for this, and he is also, by the way, a racist. I'm surprised. I wonder if his name appears anywhere in the 180 pages.
Intending to read the entire thing and to say, like seriously, and to say, 180 pages. That's an afternoon. The only reason the only reason it didn't take me, I didn't finish it today, was because after about page 8, I was like, no, I should be taking notes as I read this thing.
It's not in there. I just searched for it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not there. But anyway, so Cantwell and these others on the far right have been advocating for government control over social media. And
well, because they think that it will somehow benefit them and protect their space. They're short-sighted. They don't realize that.
You're opening Pandora's box.
Yeah, they don't realize that. But, I mean, if they were capable of understanding the ideas of liberty and how a government doing something one day to protect you is going to be used against you the next day, then they would be libertarians and not Nazis.
Not conservatives.
Mm.
But this law is mainly weird because it doesn't really seem to mean anything under Texas law. The law could have been written entirely without declaring them to be common carriers, and I'm not sure how it would matter. To a certain extent, it makes sense. You don't want your UPS to be able to say, oh, no, we're not delivering packages to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're that trans-anarchist that lives in New Hampshire. No, we're not delivering your stuff. So you wouldn't want your common carriers to be able to discriminate. But again, if we had actual competition, that wouldn't really be an issue because I could just find someone who was, okay, well, screw you then. I'll use FedEx or whatever.
Sure.
But this law applies to, quote, social media platforms that have more than 50 million U.S. monthly average users based on someone's counting. It doesn't specify who's counting the number of average users. It certainly isn't Congress. And it limits it to websites where the primary purpose is users posting content to the site, not ones where things like comments and such are a secondary feature. So they bother to define what they consider to be a social media company.
Yeah, so basically if you run a news site, you're not bound by this thing.
How can they bind anyone to this unless their servers are based in Texas? As well. There's more coming up here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, the re-invasion by the United States military to Somalia.
Because it worked out so well the first time
around. Yeah. What was that, in the 1990s, I think?
Yeah, I think so. It was under Clinton.
That's right. Yeah. They got their butt whipped, if I recall right. Run out of there. And then they ran the whole government out, I think. Or before that, I think they run the whole government out.
Anyway. I don't want to see a war, but I won't be upset to have a new response to it, to people when they say, well, if you love anarchy so much, just move to Somalia or whatever.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, they love saying that.
The U.S. government kind of invaded it. So
again, yeah. And Somalia has sort of been this area in which the U.N. has been trying to enforce a government there for many years.
Yeah, there's been constant... The issue with Somalia is that there's constant civil war, that there are constantly governments competing with one another
to take over the only
government. It's not a matter of there being no government. There are too many governments, and they're arguing with each other about which one is actually in charge.
I don't want to get too deep into it, because that's still to come here tonight. Sure. We are in the midst of talking about Texas right now, where apparently they passed some sort of social media restriction or law that is saying that Twitch, which is a video streaming website, primarily it's for people that are streaming video game content, although we have a Twitch channel and we're on there right now, so it's not always that, but that's mostly what they do. Apparently this guy, the shooter from Buffalo over the weekend, streamed it live on his Twitch channel. Twitch took down the video, as you would expect a major big tech mainstream corporation to do.
Or anybody.
I mean, most people probably would, but I'm of the belief that these things should be left up so people can see for themselves what it is that this person did, how awful it actually was. If they're willing to go and watch this thing, which I was not, I was given a link to it, and I wasn't willing to go and see it because I've seen things like this before. And once you've seen one of them, you've kind of seen enough. But I think, you know, for not to glorify or anything like that, but just to see what actually transpired and not have to rely on somebody else's interpretation or somebody else's report about it. And that's why we, for years on Free Talk Live, we played the ISIS videos on the air here. Simply because, and it was also very hard to find those. You had to really look online to find those.
Were
things.
Those the super produced ones that looked like they were
the
made
Hollywood
on green screens?
That and the lesser produced ones as well. Okay. Yeah, a lot of them. The propaganda ones with John Cantley, who was the British photographer that had been captured over there, and then they turned him into their spokesperson. For a few years, just to play out what it was that they had to say. The same reason that, you know, you go to RT.com, Russia Today, when you want to see what their side of the story is. Whenever the mainstream is trying to keep something away from you, to me, it makes me want to go see it more, right? Like when they ban a book, all right, why are they banning this book?
When they ban read it and find out.
Right, when they ban a website, why are they banning this website? And similarly, and it's not to say that I certainly don't agree with this person. This person's a lunatic. They're a self-described national socialist, basically. Well, the term they use is populist.
And eco-fascist.
Eco-fascist.
So the reason the article got a little confusing a moment ago turned out to be because I clicked a link to find out why they said they covered this website texture. They covered this article, the law, like a year ago when it first released. So that was the Monday they're referring to as the hearing for the actual law.
Okay.
So honestly, the only thing that might save the two companies, that's Discord and Twitch, beyond the fact that it's unlikely someone would go to court over this, is that both Twitch and Discord might be just ever so slightly below the 50 million average monthly U.S. users required to trigger the law.
Huh.
But that's not entirely clear.
Also because there are reasons other than political content for taking the video down. I mean, there's a lot of places that won't let you view, for example, an X-rated movie, not because of political content, but because graphic sex.
They cover
the
that
same
point
reason,
here.
A lot of places don't like graphic violence.
Right, you can have a video game on Twitch that is incredibly graphically violent, but if you actually have real violence, then that's against their terms of service.
The Texas law specifically let me continue on because they address that point.
Okay.
Focusing on Twitch, taking down the streamer's account might violate the law. Remember that the law says that you cannot censor based on viewpoint. And anyone in the state of Texas can bring a lawsuit claiming they were deprived of content based on viewpoint. Some will argue back that a live stream of a killing spree isn't about viewpoint.
No.
But remember, this idiot teenager made it clear he was doing this as part of his political views.
Did he do that in the video? Either way, it's a ridiculous argument that, just because you say a political thing before you blast somebody's head in.
Not necessarily, because this is what the Texas legislature wanted, right? One of the amendments that was proposed said the law would not block the removal of content that, quote, directly or indirectly promotes or supports any international or domestic terrorist group or any international or domestic terrorist acts. And the legislature voted down that amendment. So they specifically made it so that this law, where they couldn't delete content, applied to acts of domestic terrorism.
Promotion of domestic terrorism. That's
or any international or domestic terrorist acts.
I don't know. It would be interesting to see
I just read
how
it.
That
they specifically
out.
Said that you can't block removal of content because it's domestic terrorism.
Because it's promotion of domestic terrorism.
Directly or indirectly promotes or supports any international or domestic terrorist group or any international or domestic terrorist acts.
Yeah, I don't know if that would apply. Like I say, it would be interesting to see how that played out in court. I don't know if that would apply to actual footage. I mean, would it apply to a porn video where somebody was, you know, chanting political slogans while having
F Joe Biden?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either. And no one's ever going
to
take
it play out in court.
Yeah, it would.
Well, no one's ever going to take it to court, so it doesn't matter. No one's going to sue this court.
It requires an aggrieved person to sue Twitch in Texas state court and say that you deprived me.
That
basically
seems to be the case, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And due to the way the law is structured, it's not just those who were moderated who can sue, but anyone who feels that their ability to receive the expression of another person was denied over the viewpoint of the speaker. So it's all very confusing, but anyone could basically say, I wanted to watch this video, and you removed it because he's a white nationalist who supports killing people.
Yeah, I think that this whole law
This article is probably a stretch. I think nobody's probably right about that. And that I think this the people who wrote this, they have it out for this particular law. And
well,
so they
I do
this
too. I think the law should be overturned. I think that if Twitch were to challenge this law, I think they would prevail. Because they would simply argue they're not a common carrier. Okay, y'all can claim that we are, but it's a private website. Twitch is a website that can set its own rules, as bad as they are, as stupid as they are. And I got my disagreements with the Twitch. I mean, we've been banned off of Twitch before. It's been a long time. But I think it only happened once in the past. But it was...
You're welcome.
What the hell was it? Was it Topless Tuesday?
No, it was Aria.
It was Topless Aria.
That's right. And so they got some stupid, inconsistently applied, confusing rules.
Last year and presumably this year, we were waiting to see if we were going to get suspended again because of Topless Tuesdays being a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Were Topless Tuesdays a thing this year?
Last year they were.
They're about to become a thing again.
I will be shocked if Conan enters the studio tomorrow wearing a shirt.
Yeah. As soon as it gets warm enough, Conan takes his top off, and then it's Topless Tuesdays, and we're all in on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. Eventually, I think if enough people report it, they will do something about it. It'll be interesting to see how Twitch comes down on it, considering they have suspended us in the past for having me topless on the show.
So they've got some dumb policies and viewpoints there, but you know what? They're not obligated to provide you with streaming services. Streaming costs bandwidth. It costs, you know, technical know-how. And it's not owed to you.
The ads on Twitch are unbelievable. Seriously, people, find a different platform that doesn't make you sit through a mandatory, unskippable, 30-second-long ad just to start watching the stream that you're trying to watch.
Check out Odyssey. Go to video.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you right to our Odyssey channel, which there have been some technical difficulties, with streaming recently there. Hopefully it's all fixed up. Last two nights there might have been some audio trouble. But if we're not on Odyssey for whatever reason, we do exist on these other platforms. Does DLive throw ads in yet? I don't think they ever did.
I don't think so.
DLive ever put ads in there. So we got a whole list of
YouTube them. Also doesn't, surprisingly. They do not throw in ads.
Oh, on just the lives, you mean?
Yeah.
Of course, it's also the least reliable platform because they take us down more often than anyone else. So the number here is 603-283-6160. If you don't like their streaming platform, you can start your own. There is software for that out there. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 2.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. but he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.